This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has taken Suamutu cognizance of the Kolkata rape and murder case and will hear the matter on Tuesday. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear the case. A postgraduate trainee doctor was allegedly raped and murdered at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on 9th of this month. A day after the incident, the Kolkata police arrested a civic volunteer in connection with the case. The incident has triggered nationwide protests, with doctors from across the country demanding action against people involved in the case and safety of doctors at workplace. On the 13th of this month, the Calcutta High Court had directed the CBI to take over the investigation. The High Court passed the order after hearing the petitions of victims' parents and others. Recently, the High Court pulled up the West Bengal authorities for the acts of vandalism at the R.G. Carr Hospital during protests on 14th of August. Medical professionals and students are staging protests in various parts of country on the call of Indian Medical Association. Non-emergency and OPD services were suspended for 24 hours since 6 a.m. yesterday. Resident doctors and medical students today continued their protest in the national capital. In the evening, the Resident Doctors Association held a candle march protest near Rajiv Chowk metro station. Yesterday, IMA had written a letter to Prime Minister seeking his intervention to bring a central law to check violence against healthcare personnel. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 people were killed and 37 injured in a bus accident. The bus collided with a pickup in Bulandshahr today. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital, while 4 seriously injured have been referred to Meerut Medical College. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to provide immediate proper treatment to the injured. Bulandshahr District Magistrate said workers of a bread company in Ghaziabad were going from Ghaziabad in a pickup truck to Raipur village in Aligarh district to celebrate the festival of Raksha Bandhan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the demise of Director General of Indian Coast Guard Rakesh Pal in Chennai today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he was an able and committed officer under whose leadership the Indian Coast Guard was making big strides in strengthening India's maritime security. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, will have additional standby trains ready on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan tomorrow. In a social media post, DMRC said they have made these special arrangements to accommodate the increased passenger traffic if needed. To further ease the flow of passengers, DMRC has urged the travellers to use mobile apps like DMRC Momentum 2.0, WhatsApp, Paytm, One Delhi, Amazon to buy QR tickets online to avoid rush at ticket counters. DMRC will also deploy additional personnel at stations to cater to the extra rush of commuters by operating additional ticket counters. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra chaired a high-level meeting today to review the status of preparedness for mpox in the country and related public health measures. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been continuously monitoring the mpox situation. During the meeting, Dr. Mishra directed states to enhance surveillance and take effective measures for prompt detection of cases. He further directed that the testing laboratories network should be geared up for early diagnosis. Presently, 32 labs are equipped for testing. Dr. Mishra emphasized an awareness campaign amongst health work providers regarding the signs and symptoms of the disease and the need for timely notification to the surveillance system. During the meeting, it was briefed that as of now, there is no reported case of mpox in the country. As per the present assessment, the risk of a large outbreak with sustained transmission is low. The Durand Cup match between Mohun Bagan and East Bengal, scheduled to be held in Kolkata, has been cancelled. CPRO Defence said the much-anticipated derby match of the 133rd Durand Cup Group A fixture, scheduled at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata today, has been abandoned because of the inability of the state police to provide necessary security for the match due to other arrangements. There were reports that the supporters of both the teams should protest and demand justice for the recent rape and murder of a lady doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.